Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me today. And connected via the web, we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. And that includes Barry the Bugger, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Walt DeMartini, Jared the Diver Guy, and Vinny Two Tanks. We are working on T-shirts, by the way. And the artist that is working on those happens to be Mermaid Kristen.
Formerly known as Prince.
No, ah. Mermaid Kristen. She's an artiste.
Wow.
I was talking to her about this a little bit in Dominica. She was going to see what she could do to come up with a new Scuba Radio T-shirt design. And then, you know, as we kind of honed in the last couple of weeks talking about the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, and I was like, well, look, sure, everybody could have their own different hats, which they're wearing on their closed-circuit video feed today. But that's not going to catch on. Trust me, I can see this. But
the squad wants its own shirt.
They want their own shirt. And maybe we open up the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad to pretty much everyone who would want to participate.
That was sure.
We want equal representation on the show.
Yeah, evidently it'll make you gassy. Is that right, CJ?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, all right.
Oh, but, that was CJ.
I was off-gassing.
Ah, of course.
Oh, so, Eric had to go. He had some errands to run.
He had more. Well, he's kind of a big deal
he's
now.
He's the only one of us with a life.
Yeah. I mean, he's Fox and Friends.
He's important
and
now.
CNN and CBS.
He's going to have to start going by E. Douglas.
Maybe.
E. Douglas.
Booksbyeric.com, by the way, is his website. Check out all
audio
that stuff.
Books.
Scuba diving safety book.
I have a question for CJ.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not
Jason.
Taking any
what
questions last time.
No comment.
What is Eric's latest release?
What?
Wouldn't that be a question for Eric?
I'm flying over to Africa. I want to put Eric's latest book in my Kindle.
Ah.
Do you know what his latest release is?
Well, why are you asking CJ? You should ask Eric.
Yeah. Because he is the voice. He is the voice of the Eric Douglas novels.
You don't ask the butcher about produce.
Well, you know, the thing is...
I haven't voiced that one. Oh, that one hasn't been turned into an audiobook yet. The last two.
Okay.
He did a short one that dovetailed into the next full-length one, right?
Okay.
Greg?
Well, I think what Casey's saying...
I remember it.
He doesn't want to get bogged down with all this reading stuff.
I don't...
He just wants to listen.
Reading, I have it on my iPad.
I want
iPad.
Something that'll put me to sleep, okay?
Oh, really?
And listening to CJ puts me to sleep.
Oh, it's that soothing voice
hey,
he has.
Lullaby. He just said you're number one.
Scuba Radio! Under the sea. Under the
Margaret
sea.
Thatcher.
All right. Someone's having a seizure. Just stop.
Can you
please.
Throw something at him?
Yeah, he's too far away. You can see that on Facebook Live today. But anyway, you know, I would say just go to booksbyeric.com and take your pick.
I will. I will go to booksbyeric.com.
Did you record that one?
Say it again, Vinny.
Jerks and Chaos. Did CJ record that one?
Yeah, I did that one.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was
two of them,
that's
right?
The second. That's
I've done
the last
four of them.
Four of them. Oh, my gosh.
Oil and Water.
Heart of the Maya? Heart of the Maya?
No, the one that Greg was in, the Scuba Radio one, too.
Withrow Key?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. Lionfish.
Oh, Lionfish. Right.
Lionfish. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Lionfish.
We all did that one, didn't
exactly.
We?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And I forget the fourth one.
Not everyone did.
Yes, well, if you go out and get Lionfish, you get to hear all of our voices.
Yeah. Well, Barry, you would be in it too, but you have to go diving.
Audible.com.
I trying. I'm trying.
Yeah. The only thing, Barry will only go bugging with us because he's Barry the Bugger. That's the only time I get to dive with Barry.
Oh, wait a minute. Chris, our buddy Chris Finley. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, what
chimed
is it?
In on Facebook Live.
He says,
water crisis day zero.
That's there you go.
There you go.
Water crisis. I said that three times. Thank you, Chris.
No one listens to Vinny.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Vinny
no respect.
That.
I didn't either. Sorry, I think Vinny. I made that up, but that's okay.
Vinny
doesn't
knows.
Matter.
It's okay.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, it's they're all great stories. Whether you get the audiobook or the written stuff, you'll be good to go, Eric. So just get them all, I'd say. Maybe you can get
a bundle. Casey, you shut up and buy every one of them, be done with it.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. But congrats to Eric for, just representing well.
I have every one of Eric's books except Water Crisis, which I will have in the next few minutes.
Okay.
So there.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. So you're going to South Africa, and do you hope to get into the water while you're over there, Casey, or do you know?
I'm actually checking in with a couple dive operators. The great whites leave because killer whales come in during this time of season.
Hmm.
But apparently the sand sharks or the dusky sharks come in. So they may still be doing dive operations. I'm trying to organize a date now.
Okay. But, dusky sharks are what? We talked about this a little bit last week, or didn't we? Or I don't remember.
Just I think we talked about it next
week. Great big sharks. I don't really know that much about that.
What
that
kind of sharks are they?
They're great big ones.
Are they like the ones off of North Carolina?
It's a new species, a great big one.
I want to say, if I think about it, they're kind of like the sand sharks with the...
With a jaggedy
with the funky teeth.
Teeth. Yeah. Like the sand tigers
called
off
Biggins.
Of North Carolina.
Sand tiger sharks.
But I'm not sure.
Supposedly they're swarming at this time. I don't know. Hmm. So I'll see.
Well, I don't know.
But somebody I'm hoping
Google
to.
Google it. Yeah.
Dusky shark is not just like the sand tiger shark.
I was going to say, I don't think it is. I seem to think they're like nurse sharks, like those little leopard shark things, but that's probably not right either. Are you looking it up online right now?
Seems to me like they're more like a tiger shark.
Like a tiger shark?
Okay.
A dusty shark?
That's fine. I'll dive with those.
They're a neat-looking shark.
Well, they're kind of
I
dusty.
Just want to go diving in South Africa. I don't really care.
They are vulnerable.
I thought the great whites were in off the coast of South Africa year-round, though. They're a seasonal thing?
No. During this season, for some reason, the killer whales come down the coast. And when the killer whales come down the coast, the great whites leave. The operators tell me.
Yeah. Well,
so
they're afraid
they're
of
running
them.
Some other shark, but and they said they may see a great white, but they can't plan on it like they can the rest of the year.
I see. Yeah, because the killer whales, I mean, we've seen the videos where they actually have attacked the sharks before.
They look like
they
reef
eat
sharks.
Their liver.
They look like reef sharks. A dusky shark just looks like a Caribbean reef.
Yeah, exactly like a Caribbean reef shark.
Fair enough.
It says they're tropical.
So I've seen a lot of those. So that may be a little boring, but I'm checking with them to see what all is going on.
Right. Well, I'm sure there's something you can go take a gander at.
You know, we could always turn you into chum and dump you overboard.
Yeah.
You'll see all kinds of sharks.
Well, true. And that would be fun, too. Just open up an artery.
Or I could just go diving after I drink and chum myself.
Okay.
No.
I think James did that on one of our guys.
Dive and drink because you chum.
What, Bubble Boy did what, Barry? What are you
referring
to?
I think 1 year, it was either James or CJ. We were on one of Captain Cocktail's boats, and he chummed the water.
That wasn't me. I've only hurled once.
Oh, I've done that before.
That was one of my first Bahamas trips. Greg and I both hurled on the same boat.
Yeah. That was in Andros, right?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, but I have not since. I'm pretty good.
Greg.
Then it was James. Then he did it.
Jerry.
But I remember.
What do you say? What?
You know, we're talking about sharks. Guess who's in Fiji?
Not
Malena
us.
Sharky, our mermaid, Sharky. Malena. Yeah. I say, I heard she gave us a little shout out live from Fiji, from Facebook Live.
Yeah,
is that what it was?
She didn't have a good connection. So. She couldn't hear.
You know, she really loved us. She'd have took us with us.
True.
Bring me back some daggone flip flops, woman.
You're not going to find flip flops in Fiji. You're going to find kava. Maybe she can bring you back some kava.
The main reason we don't go anywhere with you now, Jerry, is because you're hobbling along with one flip-flop, and it embarrasses us.
You know, a pig leg, you know.
You could take a staple gun and just staple it to his feet, and you won't lose him then.
It's a squad squabble.
The Scuba Radio Scuba Squad is having a squabble.
Yes.
Oh, brother. All right. Well, yeah, she could do that, but I'm sure she won't bother, as I wouldn't blame her. She's in Fiji. She's in
She's going to Grenada right with us, right?
She is. She's going to be there with us in a couple weeks for Grenada Dive Fest. I was hoping to check in with Christine from EcoDive today and get a first-hand report, but it sounds like we may be having some issues connecting with her today. So we're going to have to kind of work through this ourselves.
She's the one.
Because I've been there. I know what to expect. You, Milena, have not.
Right, we will.
Neither has Brittany, Mermaid Brittany. And so it's me, myself, Tiffany, and the Scuba Cowboy have. So we'll go and we'll dive into that a little deeper next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Maybe you can come with us too.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
When I was a kid, I got hooked on watching nonfiction television in the guise of the undersea world of Jacques Cousteau.
Jacques Cousteau was huge.
I watched, they were on about once a month, and it wasn't just the ocean. He would go into, like, lakes and stuff. I remember he went into Lake Titicaca in South America, and they took the submarines, and he said, we took the submersibles to the bottom of Lake Titicaca. Much to our surprise, we found nothing but titties and caca. That's the joke we said the next day in junior high.
Let's get underwater, don't you worry, 'cause everything's gonna be fine. Let's get underwater, don't you feel it, the silence here is divine. Let's get underwater.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I see the comments on Facebook Live. They say, Greg, whatever you're doing, please don't do that.
So stop dancing.
Me, bopping my head and doing my little happy dance.
You're bopping and grooving.
Yeah, I'm just feeling it.
You got the beat.
Jeez, thanks for that, Jerry. What is it? Yeah, gas contagious on today's show?
Jeez. I was there.
Wait. See, the squad can bop and move their heads, and nobody knows.
Right.
Wait, let me fix that for you.
Scraggy, the Demartini is now in the water, ready for cruising.
He's in the water. What, you got, Walt, you got the dry martini, too, off the lift and in the water? Is that what's going on? Or what, Walt? What do you think?
Oh, hey, he's putting his headphones
right behind him. It's in the picture.
He just looks like he's having fun to me. That's all I know.
Well, he never.
He's setting to there take the boat out. The weather's been gorgeous the last 4 days. The wind's been out of the west. The seas have been
nice
flat.
Yeah.
It's beautiful out
You're
right
taking
now.
The boat out?
Off his neighbor's yacht.
Walt, is that what you're doing?
It's so nice out, I'm going to leave it out. And, yeah, we're taking the boat out tomorrow morning.
Awesome. Yeah, and, you know, we haven't addressed the elephant in the room because now that Hurricane Dorian has swept through, you know, the east coast of Florida, you know, I was waiting for a firsthand report from Barry the Bugger on how the lobsters were doing. But he got up this morning, put on his gear, and said, nah, I can't.
We thought they were going to walk, right?
We did.
No, well, I was looking at the webcams this morning. There were a lot of boats at Lauderdale by the sea off the second reef.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there were bugs out there. No, I put on my gear last night, and as soon as I got the weights in place, my legs started too much pain. I'm just not quite ready for it yet. I figure another couple of weeks.
Mm. Yeah, he's recovering from like a little minor injury thing.
The, you could call Chief, he'll tell you.
It's coming called out, old age. Old age.
Yeah,
a little bit
unfortunately.
Of that age, syndrome. Okay, so have we even heard? What about you, Walt? Have you even heard if the lobsters are out there walking after this storm that came through? Have we got any reports or heard anything? Scuttlebutt?
I haven't heard anything, but all the research I've done on it, it usually happens after the beginning of October.
Hmm.
That was all the stuff we did with NHK and BBC, but that was years ago, so that may have changed. But they said it was all based on the first major storm, cold front coming through after the 1st of October.
Ah, okay. So maybe it's a little too early still. Maybe it was just wishful thinking. That another, you know, lining, silver lining to this storm that created such havoc in the Bahamas and annoyed the crap out of a bunch of Floridians. So, I don't know. I'd say it's still worth a look-see, though. I think I saw some pictures. I saw some pictures from Chiefy on Facebook, and he had cleaned up. But I'm not sure. I think that was right before the storm, though. So I haven't heard from him. So we'll have to find out if there's any chatter
that
going
guy catches
on.
So
I'm
many
searching around. I haven't seen anything yet. But, of course, people are going to collect their fair share before they tell anyone else.
Or they blab.
Yeah, I was going to say, that guy, Chiefy, catches so many lobsters. I'm amazed there's any left for the rest of us.
Well, now that the storm stirred him up, kind of came up, you know, said, hey, we got to move. And they get together and start doing their conga and walking up and down the coast. I'm sure it stirred them up a little bit. I have no question that this would be a very good time to get out there and do some diving. What do you think,
The South Florida mermaid, Rachel McGinnis, up at Florida scuba divers up in West Palm, put up a picture earlier today, and it was a boatload of lobster.
Really? Well, see, I know how to predict them.
Why don't you call Jeff?
Call him.
Give Jeff a call.
Captain Cocktail, you know what? I definitely, maybe I will do that. You know, that would make sense. Yeah, he would know. He's heard the scuttlebutt. Knowing him, that's why I haven't heard from him, because he'll never tell me. He'll only tell me if I ask you. You didn't ask me.
Well, he would know the scuttlebutt. He has the boats. They're out there. And if the divers come back full up, then he knows they're out.
Yeah. Well, it's the unfortunate reality is I don't have time personally to go down there and bag some bugs myself, because I'm getting ready to head out to, on a little family trip. I'm going to cruise out through the Caribbean. And then as soon as I get back, I got 5 days to turn around and plan for a Grenada Dive Fest, which I am very much looking forward to. And, you know, so CJ is going. And
my first time to Grenada.
Are any of you guys, the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, there's not one of you that are going to Grenada.
Well, so, you know, Greg, some of us have to work, so, you know.
Actually, I could go.
Well, what's keeping you, Vinny?
I have to check the dates because I have to work the LA Harbor Boat Show, and I think it starts the 22nd of September.
It's actually, we go the 28th.
Yeah, so I could probably finish that show and then immediately catch a plane and
go.
I could probably make it.
All you got to do is fly to Grenada and be there.
Oh, let me look into it. I've had bad luck lately because in March I canceled a trip to Cozumel.
Yeah.
Good thing I've got dive assurance, and I didn't make that. I got sick just before I had to cancel the Red Sea trip.
What?
Can you believe that? I had to cancel
the trip. That's right.
I
forgot you were supposed to give us a preview of that. Yeah. You had to cancel.
Well, yeah, I had to cancel because I caught a chest infection and it just I couldn't.
What'd you do that for?
I've been sick for sick free for like a couple of years, and all of a sudden, just before this trip, I got sick.
But so you had your trip insurance, and you're good to go, and no problem.
Well, I haven't. The paperwork kind of hard to do, but dive assurance said they if I call them, they'll help me. So
okay.
I got to turn in one for March and the one I just did last month.
Okay, well, so you have diveassure.com is what you're saying.
Yeah, I bought it a year in advance. I buy a year supply, so it's good for a year.
Okay, well, you'll be good to go. That's good. That's good peace of mind.
Got to do the paperwork. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
I'd go with you, Greg, but I won't get back from Africa until the 25th, and that gives me a little short turnaround.
Do you know if JetBlue flies to Grenada?
Absolutely, they do.
I can easily go then because I could leave from Long Beach Airport.
I think they got flights now from. From JFK, I believe, on JetBlue, if I remember correctly. Maybe there's some other ports, too. But, yeah, I'll figure it out.
Yeah,
they have quite a bit of airlift available to the island of Grenada, unlike Dominica. Dominica's a lot tougher to get to. Grenada's pretty easy. So there you go. And, we'll be living large on the Spice Island here in a couple weeks. So if you want to join us, September 28th is the beginning of a Grenada Dive Fest. We start on the island at Carriacou, and we'll explain what that starts with, a little spa treatment action. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. You know, as I said, we're getting ready for Grenada Dive Fest. They call it the Spice Island because you get things like nutmeg, chocolate, cocoa is one of their big crops. Supposedly, they grow like a third of the chocolate for Switzerland.
Cornbread, brisket.
No, I don't think they're known for their brisket.
Pork chops.
No, I don't think it's a meat kind
gravy.
Of thing. Maybe like fish.
Oh,
and stuff.
None of that. Okay.
Actually, I had an excellent steak on the island of Grenada years ago. And it was really good, which is rare for an island.
You can't say that real fast, Greg.
I did.
Do they have pygmies there?
Excuse me?
Do they have murderous pygmies?
I'm not aware of those. Why?
Okay, cool.
Why?
Sure, man.
Is that on the list of
you never know,
things
man.
You wanted to do?
You got a pygmy hit you with a blow dart.
No. They might because they could go.
Have you seen
stealthy.
Gilligan's Island?
Well, they could rub the spa treatment goo all over them, the crab poop.
Oh, God. You got to start with that again.
Oh, that's right. You're obsessed with that,
Greg. You love that.
It's what you do on Carriacou.
That's weird,
Their
dude.
Sister island. You go to this place where they have this mud that's been digested by crabs, and makes it super fine. And then all the spas throughout the Caribbean, not just Grenada, go there, collect it, and then put it in, tubs and stuff and have people sit in it for hours and charge them like $500-$600.
Incredibly stupid.
For a 30-minute treatment. We go get it for free.
That's a waste of money.
Free.
Gross and stupid.
It'll make the skin on your face feel like that.
Go for it, Greg.
A baby's butt.
I hope
What's the name of that flesh-eating bacteria that people get?
Baby's butt.
Okay.
Yeah. So do you see everybody running around behind the crabs with little cups? Is that what happens? They have professional collectors?
Yes, it's two chicks, one cup.
I don't think that's accurate.
No, but I'm not doing that. I can't.
You're not going to follow a crab around with a cup, and it's like
I'll be
money
in the water.
In the bank.
I'll
it's
be
like
in
money.
The water.
You make thousands of dollars collecting crab poo.
I'll be in the water. Too. You enjoy the crab poo.
Oh, it's going to happen. Trust me. We'll just get it. We'll just rub it on him when he falls asleep there in the lounge chair. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
So what's this big news then?
We've been given our parts in the nativity play. And I'm the lobster.
The lobster?
Yeah.
In the nativity play?
Yeah, first lobster.
There was more than one lobster present at the birth of Jesus.
Duh.
Way down under the ocean, where lobsters live and die, you'll see that lobster travel in a hip-hop conga line. So join the celebration and jump in behind your friends. Today we're all crustaceans and we're gonna party to the end. So come on, now do you wanna come and do the lobster conga? Dance to the beat of the bomba and we'll have a lot of fun together. Everybody now snap your claws like a lobster, shake your tail like a lobster, swim, swim, swim like a lobster, conga dancing under the ocean. Snap your claws like a lobster, shake your tail like a lobster, swim, swim, swim and be the lobster conga.
Be the lobster. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We know you're doing it, as well as those lobsters. Actually, you know, I just wonder if some of those Bahamian lobsters have got the hell out of Dodge and worked their way over to the Florida coast. Because, you know, those the lobsters, yeah, they get big monster lobsters over there in the Bahamas. Because, first of all, they don't dive. They can't scuba dive. They got a free dive for them.
Big old Bahamas.
Yeah, they have those.
Can big you collect homie. Lobsters in Curacao?
Correct.
Wherever you're going.
Say that one more time.
Mm-hmm. Curacao? I don't know.
No, where you're going.
That'd
it's
be
not Curacao.
Grenada is where we're going. Carriacou is the sister Carriacou. Island to Grenada that we were going to be starting our... You know, adventure for Grenada Dive Fest. We're going to start on
Carrier that. Carrier lobster the season island. Be in play?
You know, I don't know. I know they got plenty of lobster there. It's a beautiful island, and it's a little bit, you know, it's kind of like their out island, so it's a little more rustic, less stove. Probably, you know, there might be a few more critters we see because of that as well. It hadn't been overfished or anything like that for sure. So seeing lobsters, I'd say very likely. But I don't know what the deal is. I don't think we'll be in a situation where we'll be having the opportunity to go catch them, you know.
We're not going to bring any lobster catching gear.
No, but I mean, but even so, I mean, I don't know what the regulations are. And I really don't like doing that anyway, unless you're with a local diver that's very familiar with the, you know, laws and that kind of thing. And even then, you know, if you go to another island, I'm not a big fan of, you know, taking their lobster. You know, I love seeing them. You know, and I might help them with lionfish and stuff, but I don't know. There's something about, like, if you got lobster in your backyard, I'll leave it for the locals to grab.
You have lobsters in your backyard?
That's very kind of Greg.
Well, you know.
Yeah, they're rock lobsters.
Okay.
So admirable.
Well, you know, I do what I can do. Yeah. But when it comes to lionfish, no, I'll take those. And in the case of Carriacou, I'll take their crab poo.
Carry a poo.
Carry a poo poo.
Yeah. Yeah. See, CJ is so turned off by this whole idea.
Well, you don't understand. It's so
gross.
Well,
it sounds to me like a trick they pull on tourists.
It's not like.
You're just pissed off because you fell for it before. And you got completely had, and I'm not falling for it. I'm not doing it.
You know, this is like the conch pistol in the Bahamas.
Yeah, I did fall for that.
Well, it's a thing. This is the sex organ of the conch, and when you go to the Bahamas and you get a conch, and a fisherman will say, hey, you want the pistol? You eat this, it's like a Bahamian Viagra.
Well,
it's a thing.
There was a couple.
They're laughing behind your back.
A couple of cute mermaids, I recall, that were trying to talk me and Bubble Boy into doing that.
So and
we're
you like, did.
Okay, we'll do it.
Hey, well, hey, they ate it too, from what I remember. Isn't that accurate? I think
maybe.
That is accurate.
Well, I don't know if they'd done it before.
I don't remember either. But
well, and then they swam away.
CJ, did anything happen?
As a consequence of eating the conch pistol? No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, nothing that he could tell.
You were had.
Evidently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was had.
Hey, Greg?
Yes.
Greg, I had 15 pistols the other night and only two worked.
Oh. Leave it to Walt DeMartini to set it
I like
straight.
It when he said it's so nice out, I'm going to leave it out.
Yeah. You know, that whole conch
pistol. That just kind of went by.
That I have never done that. I've watched other
you
people.
You have, too.
I have not. I've never eaten it. I was like, nah, I don't.
You're a liar.
Maybe
I am not a liar.
You have had to eat this somewhere or another down the line.
Wrong. No, I literally, every time God. It got brought up, I had to have someone else do it, like CJ and Bubble
I
Boy.
Know that you are a liar.
So you mean to tell me you've never done that? Have you ever ate the worm in tequila?
That's nasty.
I don't know that I have done that.
No, nasty. You get to the bottom of tequila, you don't even know you've eaten it.
Well, true.
I've eaten a lot of worms out of the bottom of tequila, and nothing happens, Jerry.
Well,
What is supposed to happen other than you puke all over yourself?
Supposed to be that it's some sort of highly intoxicating mind altering.
There's more alcohol in it.
No, it's because you drink the whole bottle. That's why you're highly intoxicated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you know why the worm was put in there to begin with?
It had to do with the showing the alcohol content.
Exactly. They were too lazy get the worms out when they made
when
the
they
stuff?
Put new bottles out. If the worm was dead, you knew the alcohol content was high. If the worm was still alive, it wasn't. So you took the dead one.
Hmm. Sounds delicious.
Now, if you look at them, they don't really look like worms. They're more like
kind of tastes like chicken
or something.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I'm in a hurl now.
Yeah. Speaking of chicken, Greg, we're going to have Evan Snow here in just a few minutes.
Okay, so Evan is
1,000 Mermaids Project.
Is he the one who actually does the sculpting himself?
Or I'm not really for sure, but I do know he's a big dealer in it.
Okay.
He is a big dealer. How's that chicken, Jerry?
Greg, I've got chicken of the sea. That's mermaid.
All right, hold on. One at a time. All right, Captain Walt has a comment that might put us back on track. What are you going to say there, Walt?
Is that the same guy that started with reef balls that did the 1,000 mermaid thing? Because they looked a lot like reef balls in the old days.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a good point. The structure, the cement structure that the mermaids, that they've taken like human casts from, and then they're putting them all throughout
and they look
down the coast.
Nothing.
We will be finding nothing.
They look nothing like a reef ball.
That is absolutely incorrect. The things they're setting in do have a ball structure to them and have some like crevices in them there. Barry.
But the mermaids on top of them
do not look like balls. I understand.
No, they don't. They are pretty.
Yes, right.
I think we should make our own. Crack. We should just go to Walt's place and make our own.
Make our own what?
I mean, just
mermaid
cast,
sculptures.
We can cast... Greg and
Walt could get us some
cast.
Volunteers. We could smear some plaster. This would work.
You know, I think Casey has eaten a worm or two out of that tequila bottle.
That or he's ate the pistol one.
Yeah.
I'm going to start working on it, Casey.
You and I'll do it as a side project, Walt.
Yeah. Well, we'll
be jealous.
Oh, yeah, we're going to connect with Evan here in just a bit, and we'll find out what's going on with this 1,000 Mermaid Project. Yeah, we brought up a couple weeks ago, but yeah, that's they're trying to create some underwater habitat with these sculptures that are literally mermaids that they really took live mermaids and had them, slathered them up in crab poo.
Casey, I have an idea. When you start to do this with the mermaid casts. If you're not sure you have the plaster mixture just right, you should practice with sour cream.
Hmm. Sour cream? Or I say crab poo.
I agree with that.
And then you could
that.
Have taco
I
night.
Think that's...
Okay.
I think that's a good suggestion, TJ.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
And we could smear it around with chips.
Okay. You know
hey,
what?
You know, whatever works.
You know, you could actually sell that job. The
Tuna tacos.
The goose mirror. Who's going to be the goose mirror?
The goose mirror? Goose mirror?
No. No. Oh, gosh. Goo and the smearer of the goo.
Well, Casey, of course.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'm not touching any goo.
No one's going to jail for this. Yeah.
No, all the models are over 18.
If you look at Lucky George,
they're still going to file some kind of thing against you. Anyway, any of this has nothing to do with Carriacou, whether it's the conch pistol, eating the worm in a tequila. These are not comparable to rubbing the mud, the fine mud all over your body.
Directly comparable.
It is not.
It's at all, suckers.
I'm telling you, CJ, when you see this firsthand,
Greg,
you
think, will then think. Get it. Use your brain. Listen, does any of this make sense?
People I told pay, you. People pay I told hundreds you a few of dollars ago,
to rub poop on
look,
themselves.
Look, everybody's looking
Come
at us on Facebook Live right now. Now, and I've just changed the camera to the.
Why don't you do it? Why don't you rub poop on yourself?
What? No, I'm changing
Start
the camera.
Start practicing
to
now.
Me.
Wait a minute.
Here's it. Now look. Look at my face go on in the Facebook Live.
Go in the litter box.
I
right
am
now.
100 years old. I don't look a day over 70. Come on.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Get up. We're going.
Where?
Maldives.
The Maldives? I don't even know where that is.
Indian Ocean. It's beautiful.
The natives there, are they friendly?
You need to worry about the natives, Tiny. Natives need to worry about you. Come on. We have a plane to catch.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm going to the Maldives with Explore Ventures in January and looking at airfare right now. Great deals on airfare from the States from, let's see, with Lufthansa. Is that how you say it? No, that's the guy from Seinfeld. Lufthansa or whatever that airline is. Anyway, great deal, and I can't wait to see their new vessel there. They got a new one in Indonesia, too. The Emperor, I believe, Explorer, just started sailing. Check them out at exploreventures.com. All right, look, we have Evan from the Thousand Mermaid Project. Evan, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you, buddy?
Good. Thank you so much for having us. I appreciate it. How
no,
you doing?
No doubt. Hey, tell me something, Evan. First off, you know, we were talking about this a couple weeks ago on Scuba Radio, that you guys are taking, literally full-size plaster casings of mermaids, real mermaids that you take, and then you create a, I don't know, like an underwater concrete mold of them. And then put them underwater, and then the fish inhabitate it, and you know they just start swimming around and turn it into their home, right?
Correct. So we're creating artistically crafted artificial reef modules that look and act like natural reefs, that have a heavy focus on core restoration. So we have a lot of love and respect, you know, for Jason DeCaris Taylor. We consider that to be high art, and I know you guys were just talking about reef balls, and reef balls mm-hmm. had been, you know, obviously the go-to choice for a very long time. I think there's over 40,000 of them in the ocean,
right?
But they're obviously not very artistic in nature. So we found a happy medium where we have a destination not only for the divers but for fish habitats and estuaries, while actually having a heavy onus on coral restoration with a lot of the innovations and enhancements that we've included into these reef modules.
Yeah, well, they're a little bit more visually pleasing to the divers swimming around seeing these mermaids and stuff. I mean, I think it's a great idea, but it's similar to the reef balls as far as giving more structure to the environment for the fish and coral and stuff to, you know, kind of grow on top of and inhabit it. And, you know, just create a better environment for them, right? That's part of it, or big part
correct.
Of it.
Correct. It's a heavy focus on biomarine enhancement, and they're really designed to look and act like natural reefs and providing the maximum amount of surface area with the largest amount of interconnected varied spaces using the smallest amount of material. And we have a bunch of different designs, but you're right. We attach casts of local people mm-hmm. That we quote unquote body cast in the form of mermaids or mermen. And that attachment of those sculptures onto these 6 foot by 6 foot, 3,500 pound artificial reef modules, which are sculptures within themselves, do create the destination. But that's really just the beginning. I don't know if you guys have saw any of the information on the coral lock patent that we've started implementing.
What does that mean?
So you guys are you're all familiar with coral fragging and
yes,
and how they're outplanted. Yes.
Yeah.
So we work with UM's Rasmus Rescue Reef Program and supporting them, and we found that the current method for outplanting coral fragments, the preferred method, is, you know, they use a nail and the zip tie and some epoxy to outplant or replant coral fragments back onto natural reef. And that is the preferred method. And you know, we're not saying that there's anything wrong with that. Mm-hmm. We've just taken a more of a process improvement engineering approach to things. Our reef builder, Chris O'Hare of Reef Cells, he's a architectural landscape engineering genius. He designed a puck. It's a coral frag plug that we could adhere the living coral fragment transplants onto.
Nice.
And we embed our reef modules with receivers that they can screw into. So we're able to deploy more coral fragments directly onto the reef faster and easier with safer materials than ever before.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. And the website, it's, 1000mermaid.com or something? What is it again? I know I have something like that.
Yeah,
right?
the number 1000mermaids.com. And you can also find out more about our reef builder, Chris O'Hare, at reefcells.com. He's also, I think you guys were mentioning previously, he was the reef builder initially behind the Andrew Red Harris reef project.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done a bunch of reefs up in Palm Beach County. And thankfully we were able to leverage his relationship with Jenna McNeil and Carmen Vare, and they were able to help us sponsor the cost of the barge and the transportation through fishing vessel license fees about $13,000 to help us get these first 18 mermaid reefs into the ocean. And we're really excited after working on this for about 2.5 years that we finally got some in the water now.
Well, that's cool. You know, I think it is a great idea. I've seen the pictures and the video and all that stuff online, and I definitely think it'd be fun to go down and see what these things look like underwater and maybe become one. Are you still looking for potential mermaids or mermen to
not only cast? Not only can we make you a merman, but...
Uh-oh. He's not Uh-oh. Sure. He just realized who he's talking to.
What's the best kind of sour cream to practice with?
No, I don't think that's what he is laughing about. But actually, maybe he is.
We need to be immortalized in the mermaid.
Yeah, he you know.
Can they remove 30 pounds?
Yeah, the plaster takes off 10 pounds at least. And then it's added back in other ways with coral fragments and stuff. Great work. 1000mermaids.com. Check it out. That'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better. We're gang.
Down where it's wet at.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.